money. Visit ramtrucks.com to make your business run stronger with a Ram ProMaster or ProMaster City commercial van. When properly equipped, based on Class 2 large commercial van segment, Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to Chamber in Action. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is pleased to introduce you to Newport Chamber members every Monday morning at 8:35. Now, here's this morning's Chamber in Action on News Talk 1310, KNPT.
Good Monday morning and welcome to another broadcast of Chamber in Action. I'm Lorna Davis coming to you from the KNPT studio. And this morning I am honored to have a very special guest in the studio with me, my good friend Lori Tobias. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lorna.
We are going to talk about all kinds of great things, but we want to talk about you because this is all about you and a book that you have just had published. And it's a novel. Very excited about it. Got to have a little sneak peek yesterday at a reading. So let's talk about this. Lori, let's first of all, though, talk about you and what is your background? What have you been up to all of these years?
Where to begin? I was born and raised in Pennsylvania and left in 1979. I was about 6 months out of high school, 18 years old. My sister was in Alaska and asked me to come help with her toddler so she could go on maneuvers in Hawaii with the Air Force. And so I did. I thought I was going for maybe 6 weeks and got up there and I was there maybe 10 days and realized I wasn't going back, and that there was a whole big world out there. And Alaska was so, this sounds silly, but it was so vast. And I remember the mountaintops, the mountains are so big, and I would be in my sister's ranch house in Anchorage. And to see the tops of the mountains, you actually bend down and look out the top of the picture window to get the full vista. And I think coming from central PA where we have mountains that are kind of like mountains here, mm-hmm. you just can't compare them to what the towering things in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I enrolled in journalism at the University of Alaska, met my husband, got married, I always like to say, in an A-frame church with a view of Denali in February. And we lived in a little log cabin down on the Kenai, and my first job was in radio at an oldies radio station, and I was first the news reporter. I had no experience outside of college, and then the GM, the general manager, didn't like the news director, so he fired him and made me news director. And that's how I learned journalism.
Wow. And so you came from a radio background, so this is old news to you, sitting behind a microphone. And
you know, I think back in the day I didn't appreciate it so much. First I was, you know, I was so unexperienced, but also I made minimum wage and I wanted to be a writer. And but in hindsight, and my book is centered around the radio station, I just have such a fond memory of that place. It was it was just so much, I don't know if it was fun, but there's radio stations are a kick. Mm-hmm. They were back in the day.
Yeah, I remember going in Tillamook because that's where I grew up, and KTIL, you know, we would have fun in the studio, and so it kind of lent itself naturally to what's evolved with this. I know in the day when I first started at the Chamber, Phil used to do the radio, and he'd have me come on as a guest every once in a while, and I just get butterflies, but then once you get into it, it's just like having a conversation.
Yeah. I can remember, though, I had to do a 60-minute show where I'd bring in a guest and talk to him, and you'd record it and the reel to reel. And then, you know, you'd take it, you'd dub it off on cartridges. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why this sticks with me, but we did this whole show and it was kind of nerve wracking for me because I was just figuring out how to do it. And then I hit the reel to reel and none of it had recorded.
Oh no. 60 minutes. That's a long time to have to go back.
Yeah. Right. I had to have him come back in and we did it again.
Oh my. Well, that was just a dress rehearsal then.
Yeah.
So then after you you left radio, you went on to start writing. How did the writing career begin?
You know, since I'm about the age of 14, I wrote a poem. And I was so tickled with myself. And it was the schmaltziest, goofiest tribute to the boy who broke my heart. But once I wrote that thing, there was no stopping me. My 16th birthday, I asked for a typewriter. And I just started writing. And I was a business track student in a all academic senior class. And I was a junior, but it was the only class that could fit in my schedule, and it was a speech class. And I got an A+, best speech. I wrote on the First Amendment. And when I got the best grade in that class of all these academic students older than I, it was such a validation that, mm-hmm. Of course, then I had to give the speech on stage, which was, we know how that goes. But anyway, so my husband was an apprentice lineman. It was the 80s. Things were rough. The school said, you know, we could go outside of Alaska to work. And they sent us back east to my family, which I was so miserable at the time because I did not want to go back to where I was from. I wanted to explore. But I'm so thankful they did that. And then we did what they called tramping. We followed the construction work and went to Connecticut. And from Connecticut, and I was a Capitol Bureau chief at Hartford for a little Gannett newspaper. And then we went out to Seattle, and I was trying to set out as a freelancer, and then down to Southern Oregon, where I discovered the Oregon coast and fell in love. And then to Colorado, where I ended up, of all places, at a magazine for gorgeous homes with very wealthy people, which, you know, I come from a family that my mother wouldn't even know what an interior decorator was. We just, you know, we were working class people, and we were happy with that. But that taught me to write about, and it got me inside the homes of some very wealthy people who had, you know, heated pools by the ski run mm-hmm. in Aspen. It got me in Joe Cocker, who was just wonderfully, a wonderful man, him and his wife. And then from there, I went to the Rocky Mountain News and to write about the same thing, which I kind of branched out. And then I had my own column and, you know, wrote feature stories. And then we got the chance to come to the Oregon Coast. And I said I was giving up journalism because I was going to focus on writing fiction, and that didn't last. Mm. But coming to the Oregon coast, I think, allowed me to get a little quieter away from the city. And so when I did have time that I could actually work on my fiction or creative nonfiction, I could get quiet enough to do it. Because it takes a real focus. It's hard.
Yeah, you have to. I think yesterday during the reading you were saying you have to sit in the place that you're going to write. And be that's the consistent place that you do it, and you can't hop from room to room. You just have to be in your place.
Well, it's something I read about functional fixedness, the notion that if you go to one place to do one thing after doing that for X number of days or weeks, when you sit in that place, your mind knows, okay, this is where we write fiction. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to get focused and get right to the task. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true. Yeah. Once I read about that, I said, okay. That's how we're going to do it.
Good tactic. We're going to take one brief break here, and we'll be back in a moment with more Chamber in Action. We're visiting this morning with Lori Tobias. Stay tuned for more after these messages from our sponsors.
JC Market is your hometown grocery store.
This week's specials at JC Market feature premium USDA Choice St. Helens Boneless Beef London Broil. Excellent for grilling. Just $3.99 a pound. Red seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound, and selected varieties of Florida's natural juice, 2 for $6.
JC Market, open 24 hours a day with all your favorite national brands and featuring Western family value selections. Meet a friend at Newport's JC Market and feel the difference.
Did you know that Associated Cleaning Service has a full-service carpet cleaning crew? And right now you can take advantage of their end-of-summer discount. Get 20% off all residential and commercial carpet cleaning. Unlike many carpet companies, ACS is certified by the Carpet Institute. That means not only do you get the best pricing and 40 years of committed local service, but you get it done right by trained personnel. Contact ACS at AssociatedCleaning.net. Or give them a call, 541-867-7879.
Be part of building the dam and secure your seats in Reeser now for the 2016 Beaver football season. Be there on all 7 Saturdays as head coach Gary Anderson and the Beavs defend our home turf. See you on game day in the best college town in the Pac-12. Visit BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS.
Chamber in Action continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT.
We're back this Monday morning with more Chamber in Action. I'm Lorna Davis coming to you from the KNPT studio. And this morning, I have the pleasure of having Lori Tobias with me, who has just had her novel published. And we're going to be talking about that. We've been talking about Lori's background and how she eventually made it to the coast and her journalism career and how it's evolved over the years. And it brought her to write this wonderful novel that has just been released by Red Hen Press.
Yes, Red Hen Press. Actually, it's their imprint, mm-hmm. which is Boreal Books, which are books set in Alaska.
Wow. That's, I didn't know that component of it. We had an opening or a launch, if you will, of the book yesterday at Saffron Salmon that she gave us a reading and delighted a crowd of about 50 people. I don't think you could have put any more people in the room, but it was a beautiful backdrop and a great introduction to her book. And let's talk about the book and how this all evolved and came about and what the story is about.
Okay, that's a big one. So it's set in a fictional community in rural Alaska. It came about because I wanted to write a book. So I wrote one novel, and that's in a drawer where it belongs, but, you know, it's kind of how you get your training wheels. But I wanted to write about Alaska. I was there 8 years, and it was such a rich experience, and Alaska is such a, you know, I've had several people comment now and say, you know, Alaska is almost is a character in itself in the book. How did you do that? And I had to be honest and say I didn't do that intentionally, other than that I wanted to share my experiences with Alaska. But I, you know, as far as it being its own character, well, that's just a very nice compliment, and I'm happy to accept it. But I can't really take a lot of credit because so I wanted to write about Alaska. I knew that the radio station, it was just, there was a lot of rich characters, a lot of fun stories, and I met people. I wanted to write about people. This book is fiction, but there's some true tales in there. And one of them is I lived in a little log cabin. I think it was 630 square feet, and we slept upstairs in the loft. I had put myself through college working for real estate appraisers, and they had it just embedded in my head that you had to buy. So we bought, this is what we could afford. Didn't even have a closet. My husband built me one for my birthday. And so some of the true tales, though, is that in the winter you drive across the frozen lakes up there. And one evening I was coming home from my work at the radio station. You know, it's dark by 3 p.m. So at 5, it's like midnight. And I'm, you know, driving across this lake. And the only light is your headlights. And I felt the car drop. It broke through the ice.
Oh.
And, you know, you hear it and you feel it and you realize what's happening. And I can tell you that there's only one other time in my life I have known that kind of fear, because you can't go back the way you came because the ice is broken. Mm-hmm. And there's no way really off except for to keep going straight like 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a moment where everything calmed and the ice was solid. And so you kind of take a breath and you say, oh, you're such a chicken. It's fine. And then all of a sudden it broke again. My husband and I have had a debate about this for almost ever since then. I had asked him that morning, is it okay to drive across the lake? He's like, oh, sure, you know, because it had been warm. And I got home, I pulled in the driveway, and I just bawled. And I said, you told me it was safe to drive across the lake. And he said, no, I told you not to drive across the lake. And I just wanted to wring his neck. But what had really happened was the sun had melted the uppermost layer. Mm-hmm. So what I was breaking through was just where it had melted and refroze. But it was just a very thin layer.
The thought of it, though.
It's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And there's another story in there. One day I was at the radio station, and the general manager said, we had a guest. People would stop by to visit. You know, it was just like fans. And this gentleman came by, and I happened to come out of the newsroom, and my general manager said, so-and-so, show Lori here. And he flipped his hair back, and there was a ring from ear to ear around his forehead that looked like barbed wire. Well, it was where he had been stitched up, where a bear, this is the second person that's happened to, they must grab you by the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's where they had sewn his scalp back on. And then there's another story in the book, I won't give it away, but of a bear attack that I actually did know of the person it happened to. So yeah, I just took my experiences and my memories and I
weave them together.
Yeah. I don't ask me how to do it because I'm not sure myself. You just go. You put one foot in front of the other and hope it works.
I think people are in awe. And, you know, the people that were in the room yesterday were asking all kinds of questions. And I know our friend Nancy Steinberg asked the question about, how do you research or prepare for a book when you're writing fiction? And you were perfect because you said, well, some of it, I happen to know firsthand how that works, but the fiction, the whole world is your oyster. You can write anything that you want to, but to have it come together and make sense and make something that people want to read is a whole nother talent. And you have clearly been blessed with that.
Well, thank you. The problem with fiction versus journalism, with journalism, you have a set of facts. This is what happened and you work with it. And with fiction, like you said, it's the whole world. And so what to leave out, what to put in, is, you know, to paraphrase Bob Seger. Mm-hmm. And that's the daunting part, is it's easy to go way off course. Mm-hmm. Because you can, really, you can do anything. So that's where knowing the rules, studying with some masters, having good mentors really helps rein you in and just makes you have some discipline.
Well, it was a really wonderful book launch. You did one up at Nehalem Bay Winery.
Yes.
You have another reading that's coming up.
Yes, next Sunday at the library, at the Newport Public Library at 2 o'clock. And I want to say, first of all, Saffron Salmons was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could have asked for a better place to have that party. And that was mainly, you know, for my friends to celebrate. The mm-hmm. library is the official launch, and I'm thrilled to have it at the library because libraries are so important to me. Mm-hmm. I love our library. I moved here on October 1st. I went and get the gym, got my membership at the gym, and I went and I got my library card, and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the second thing I did on the first day I was here.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
So I'm very grateful that they're letting me do this.
Well, you just have an incredible talent, and the library, they're going to have your book in the library.
Yes.
Maybe people can check it out, or they can. Where can you get your book right now?
So it was supposed to launch August 29th, and that mm-hmm. got set back a month because something with distributors that I'm not even going to pretend to understand. Mm-hmm. You can order it online. You can go to LoriTobias.com and give me a shout, and I can sell you one. Pika and Nye Beach Bookhouse is going to carry them. I mm-hmm. think Canyonway is going to carry them. I think Sylvia Beach Hotel is going to carry some. And you can order it online. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order now. But if you want it now, I think the only way you can get it is to get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. But
soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take one more break. We're going to be back with more Chamber in Action. And we're visiting this morning with Lori Tobias and talking about her book, Wander.
Are you tired of shredding your own documents? Try Shredbox. Shredbox from iSecure, a certified NAID company, along with Thompson Sanitary, have partnered to bring this new service to Newport. Collect your confidential materials in the convenient Shredbox and bring it to the Thompson Sanitary office in Newport. All of your material will be secured and you receive confirmation upon document destruction. Need on-site secure shredding for your business? We do that too. To learn more, visit thompsonsanitary.com or call 265-7249 today.
The school year begins in just a couple weeks, and here at the Oregon Coast Broadcast Center, once again, we're doing Stuff a Bus. That's the event where we broadcast live all day long to bring awareness to the fact that lots of kids need help with school supplies. And we encourage the whole community to donate whatever they can to help. Now this year, Kite, KCRF, U92, KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP Radio, along with Adair Homes, have teamed up with the Backpacks for Kids program to also provide food for kids in need to take home on the weekends. So here's the deal. On Friday, August 26th, we will have a Mid-Columbia school bus parked in the Newport Walmart parking lot all day long and another one in the Lincoln City Outlets parking lot. And we would really appreciate you stopping by and donating for the kids in the way of school supplies and or non-perishable food items. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you at one of our school buses on Friday, August 26th, Stuff a Bus 2016.
Chamber in Action continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT.
We're back with more Chamber in Action. We're finishing up this half hour with Lori Tobias, and Lori has just had a book published, a novel called Wander. And this next month you get to do something very exciting. Tell us about that.
Exciting and scary, and I'm going to be reading in New York. I was in Mexico with my husband in March, and I got an email from my publisher, the assistant said, Kate, who is my publisher, who I've never met, wants to know if you'll read in New York. And I said, yes. And then I immediately got sick to my stomach and said, oh my God, what do you mean will I read in New York? So it's the Cornelia Street Cafe. It's in Greenwich Village, 8 o'clock on September 14th, if anybody would like to come to New York with me. I think I'm following three poets, so, and it's at 8 o'clock at night, which is nearly my bedtime. And then after the reading in New York, I'm going back home to PA. I'm taking the train from PA to New York, going back home to PA, and then I read in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I'm really excited about that because it's almost shaping up to be like a class reunion. Mm-hmm. And with social media, I'm so connected to people that I would have never been connected with anymore. And not just from my class, but classes ahead of me and mm-hmm. classes behind me. And they're so supportive and excited for me. It's an amazing process. That's the truth. And yesterday, you know, it was overwhelming, the support and the friendship and the encouragement and the laughter. And I just want to give Lorna here a plug, because she said to me, "Do you have a guest book?" And I looked at her like blank, like, what? And she just zoomed out the door, and she not only returned with a guest book, which was wonderful to read after the fact, but she found a pen that matches my book. I mean, go figure. So cheers to Lorna. If you guys don't know it, she's a wonderful advocate for this community.
Oh, thanks, Lori. That was fun. The orange pen. It wasn't a pen that was for sale. It belonged to the gallery on the bayfront. And I said, "Can I buy that pen?" And they looked at me like, "Another visitor. Here we go." Had to assure him, no, I'm a local kook. So it was a beautiful day and a great tribute to Lori. And you just have so much talent, and it just exudes from you. And so I'm excited about your book. It's coming out, or it's out. You can go see Lori at the reading at the Public Library if you can't make it to New York on September 14th. And that's next Sunday at 2:00 at the Newport Public Library. Thanks, Lori, for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for all you do for this town.
Oh, thanks. We're switching to a little bit of chamber business this coming Friday. I hope everyone can join us. Our luncheon is at the chamber office. How are we going to do it? People keep asking. I don't know. But if you show up, it'll be there. We're having a $5 Friday barbecue, and that's courtesy of Columbia Bank. So come to the chamber office, find a place to park, and come and have some eats and visit with us. And that's all the time we have this morning for Chamber in Action. Lori, thanks again for being with us. People can get in touch with Lori at loritobias.com.
That's right.
And that's how you can get your book or take a sneak peek of the new book, Wander, that has just been published. Thank you and have a great week. We'll be right back here on KMPT next week. Stay tuned for Chamber in Action.
From the Bob Spangler Studio, streaming live at knptam.com. This is News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, Newport.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. The end of the Olympics hasn't stopped the wave of Ryan Lochte developments. The latest, a sponsor is bailing because of the swimmer's behavior during that night out.
First, Ralph Lauren removed images of Ryan Lochte from its digital ads. And now Speedo USA has announced that it's ending its sponsorship of the Olympic gold medal winning swimmer. From the money it's not paying to Lochte, Speedo is donating $50,000 to a charity for Brazilian children. Lochte and three fellow swimmers were caught vandalizing a gas station last week and made up a cover story about an armed robbery. Speedo says, quote, "We cannot condone behavior that is counter to the values this brand has long stood for." ABC News, Rio de Janeiro.
Back here, President Obama's vacation is over. Tomorrow, he heads to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to check out flood damage. Today, he's greeted by news that a federal judge in Texas has temporarily blocked his executive order saying transgender students at public schools must be allowed to use bathrooms.